Hey, Robbo, what a great day for you. I've just seen you. You've been so nervous, but your beloved Hull City are in the Premier League.
Oh, amazing, wasn't it? And great drama last minute. We miss a penalty. They go the other end and score a penalty, and then you're waiting on for 15 minutes. But I've always loved Leeds United.
Have you?
No.
Dirty Leeds, they've always been the enemy, yeah?
Dirty Leeds, but
they've
come good at the right time. So, yes, outstanding. So, yeah, my dad will be there in his little wheelchair, and I feel chuffed for him.
Because we've all got our favourite football teams, and it does mean so much, doesn't it?
It does, and it was Rob Boddy, our beloved Liberian. Last week, Brentford fan going through that drama.
With Doncaster, right at the end, yeah.
Our press officer was a Kidderminster fan. They went on that 18 games unbeaten and still didn't go up, etc. So... you do feel for all these supporters who really care about their local team.
And, of course, most of the people who are listening to you now are Brighton and Hove Albion fans, and they've had a great season as well.
Yeah, and I avoid all the abuse I would have got if we'd have got Brighton in the playoffs, because I don't think we'd have got over the line. I think we're a bit shot, but hopefully we'll see them in the Premiership.
Getting over the line, that's perhaps the difficulty at the moment in the County Championship. You've played at the Oval, you've played here at Hove. The pitches are perhaps just too good, aren't they?
Yeah, too slow, more than too good. I think, obviously, you want pace. The pace brings the game alive. You can have flat wickets with good carry and good pace, and that's what's been lacking here. And at the Oval, when it makes it, you know, quite attritional cricket. But we stood toe-to-toe with two good teams. Here it was very, very even Stevens. As I say, at the Oval, we actually went into the game in the last day with a chance of winning. So you've got to be happy with that. As a batting unit, we've only batted once in three games. Mm. That shows that they're coming to the party and doing their bit. So we think we're developing team and building nicely.
Only 15 minutes of play on the final day. It's such a shame, but I think this was always down to be a draw, wasn't it, today?
Yeah, and, you know, we didn't complete our innings, which was a testament. You know, the watch were the champions for reasons, aren't they? And they came at us hard all of yesterday, and we withstood it and got through some pressure situations and got ourselves into safe waters, and that was always what, you know, the major aim. Yesterday, obviously, we had to get past the follow-on score, and then there was always a danger if, you know, if you concede a 100 lead, they could go hard with the bat and then put you under pressure on the last afternoon. But we managed to avoid that and allowed me to watch Hull City in peace.
Let's talk about two of your wicketkeepers. Ben Brown, first of all, unlucky lad. Obviously, he came here 82 not out and not able to go through two, three figures, which would have meant a lot to him, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. He'd have loved to have got 100. He's been in good form all through pre-season, and he played really well at Leeds, obviously, to take the game away from Yorkshire. Sacrificed himself in a chance to try and get some big runs quickly at the Oval, sacrificed himself. But, you know, batted again. It was obviously a good wicket, not a bad time to bat, but it was one of those ones where if we'd have lost one, we could have easily been bowled out quickly, and as I say, we would have conceded 100 leads. So his innings was not only good for him, but it's good for the team.
And then you got the England man, Matt Prior, who gets six catches in an innings, which equals the Sussex record. That's great stuff.
Yeah, and look, this is a difficult place to keep on when Hove's like this, the old wickets which keep low, and he was outstanding, he really was. He showed all his England class as a keeper, which is good news, obviously, for England going into what is a big summer.
Andrew Miller came in and made his debut in this game. What were your thoughts on him?
Well, the wicket didn't play like we expected it to. It didn't seem like we expected it to. We thought there was going to be a bit more on it for the first day, so it proved to be a really difficult debut. And it was a hard wicket for all the bowlers, so I felt for him a little bit, and probably a bit too quick and a bit too early to judge him.
And what's the news on Steve McGoffin? He very much, perhaps, is the leader of your pack. You want him in the team, don't you?
Yeah, we miss him. We hopefully be fit for Derby, but we'll just have to wait and see how he responds to treatment.
OK, now, Championship game today. You're now coming to the 40-over league. You start out here against Worcestershire. What are your thoughts on that competition?
We've done well in it recently. It's a very hard competition to get out of the group stage, because you get some good teams, and, you know, this year we've got some more of those. We've got Warwickshire and we've got Nottinghamshire, and every team on any day can give you a really good game, especially in a shorter form. So it's a competition that we'll look at this point to try and get as far as we can and hopefully win.
And maybe some of the players will be coming into the team, like Chris Liddell, for example, who perhaps he doesn't feature in the Championship at the moment.
Liddell will definitely play, so that'll be one change, and the rest you'll have to wait and see tomorrow.
That's lovely. Okay. And congratulations on Hull City. It's great, Robert. It's really
good, and hopefully we'll have Brighton up there with us, as I say.
It'll
fantastic.
Happen.
Thank you.